You're listening to 104.1 KQTH, Tucson's News and Talk. I am Yolanda Weinberger, filling in for James T. Harris, and I have a treat for you. I didn't tell you, I'm surprising you. I have two beautiful women in studio with me, and these women are beautiful inside and out. That's why they're here, because I found out about something that they are doing that rocked my world. It made me so happy, so excited, so thrilled that I asked, would you come and talk about that? I want you to talk about it on the radio. And it was a really neat conversation. I met Devi Clinton last week, and we were chatting about what she's doing. And she said, oh, but you have got to talk to my friend Desha Bimers Davis. I got it right.
Yeah.
You got to talk to my friend Desha, because we are co-founding this. And it is amazing. Or is she founding it, and you're helping her, right? Okay, so this is amazing. This is 100 Women Who Care of Tucson. The Tucson. So, okay, I need to know, ladies, say hi.
Hi there.
Hi. Okay, so what I want to do is I would like for you, Desha, the founder of 100 Women Who Care Tucson, to tell me, how did this come into existence, and what are you? Because I love what you're doing.
Thank you. So 100 Women has been around since 2006, and mm-hmm. there's over 250 chapters across America and Mexico.
Okay.
And I had seen it on Facebook. I'm from the Midwest and had several girlfriends posting these pictures of these checks giving to local charities.
Uh-huh.
I thought, oh, that's so cool. Like, we're all busy, and
yes.
this sounded like a really great thing. And so, of course, there's not a local chapter here in Tucson. Uh-huh. So,
you mean there was not?
There was not. And so, so I had reached out to several girlfriends uh-huh. and said, hey, would you guys be interested in doing this with me? And everyone just jumped in, you know, feet first.
Wow.
And so when I put our leadership group together, I really wanted it to be a diverse group of women of mm-hmm. all different ages and mm-hmm. backgrounds. And we all help bring different strengths to the table. So I have every generation, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s.
Beautiful.
And I'm going to be 60, so that's going to happen.
All right.
And so we said, let's go ahead and form this right now. And so what 100 Women Who Care About Tucson is all about
yes.
is for women that have a heart for giving, like mm-hmm. we all do,
right.
but we're all so busy.
Yes.
And this charity is bringing women together 4 times a year, so every 3 months, and it's super simple. In 1 hour, uh-huh. we all put our charities in a hat.
Okay.
We pull out 3 charities,
mm-hmm.
and
whichever charity gets pulled out,
pulled
there's
uh-huh.
three,
uh-huh.
that person that submitted the charity gets to speak for 5 minutes about their charity.
Ah.
And then everybody that's there that evening gets to vote
mm-hmm.
on which charity wins.
Okay.
Well, which charity is going to be the recipient?
It's going to be, no yeah. winning, it's no. going to be the recipient.
Uh-huh. And then whichever charity, we all write out a $100 check.
To that charity.
Directly to that charity.
Okay.
So in 1 hour, if we have 100 women, we just raise $10,000 for that local charity.
Okay. So now that is what got me so excited, because
yes.
here's the idea. We are all women. We're busy. We wear several different hats. We're mom. We're teacher. We're this. We're that. And we want to do something. We want to give back to our community. Maybe you got small kids at home and you don't really have time to go and volunteer somewhere, but you still have
right.
a heart for that.
Exactly.
But what this is, and if you'll pardon the comparison, this is the American Idol of charities for Tucson, right? So you get, you put all of these names in the hat, you draw out 3, and there is a representative for each of the charities
yep.
that you put in the hat.
Correct.
And those 3 people get to speak
for five minutes
mm-hmm. each about their charity. Basically, they're trying to convince or at
yeah,
least
how it
display.
How it touches their heart
right.
and how it's affecting our community.
Okay.
And then there's a time for questions and answers. So members can ask questions.
Okay. All right.
So there's 30 minutes of our 1 hour meeting.
Okay.
And if I can just add something.
Please, Devi.
All of the charities are vetted.
Uh-huh.
All of the charities must be financially responsible, obviously, and in business
for two years.
Years.
Outstanding. Yeah. So and now here, and this also is exciting because you guys have done the vetting for us. So yes, if okay. you want to, if you are a woman who wants to give, and like I said, you're busy and you don't have a lot of time, but you want to do something, if you join 100 Women Who Care Tucson, then you've already got the charities all there. They're vetted. You know they're fiscally responsible. You know that they're doing what they say they're going to do because your organization right. takes care of that. And then you've done this. You've had your question and answer session. That 30 minutes has passed. And then it's the magical moment when each woman does what? What do you do at that point? You cast a vote?
Yes. Vote. So then we vote. Uh-huh. Every member votes. And whichever charity has the most votes that evening, we write a check directly to that charity, and we will deliver all the checks together mm-hmm. to that charity in what we're calling the big give.
Okay. So 100 women give $100 in 1 hour. That is yes. beautiful. Talk about like
impactful.
It's yes. wonderful.
Yeah, 100% wonderful on yes. steroids. And so now tell me, ladies, and I don't know if you, Desha, or you, Devi, would like to tell me, but how do you choose your charities or how do you vet them?
So we have a committee that is going through the vetting process currently right now. So okay. as a member, you can go online and submit information about the charity. Mm-hmm. And then we actually go through and look at their financials. We look at their purpose. And from there, once they're vetted, they get a letter. And so does the member saying that they will be part of our process in the future. Now, I do want to say that I've talked to several other leaders across America of local chapters, and they say about 60% actually pick a charity where 40% of the members just show up with a heart to give. So okay. if you don't have a charity that you want to pick for sure, you right. can still just show up and
just bring
and
your
give.
Checkbook.
Yeah, that's right.
Gotcha. Okay.
And if we have members, maybe there's a group of them that all want one charity, we just select the first member to
Speak on behalf of the charity.
I see. Okay.
And if we have more than 100 people, so when we get 200 people, then we will have two charities that night. So we will have two charities each mm-hmm. receiving $10,000.
Beautiful. Okay, now here's a question, because all of the busy women out there who listen to the James T. Harris Show are going, okay, this is great, way to get it done. But do I have to be a member to show up to do this? Or how do you get involved with 100 Women Who Care Tucson?
Well, we have a new website. It's called 100 Women
Who Care
Tucson.org. Definitely okay. put the ORG in there.
Right.
And on the website, you can go and you can select contact us or newsletter. Mm-hmm. And from there, or you can actually even select membership and just jump right in. From there, you'll get all the information you need. You can come Tuesday, August 11th, we're having our launch party at Westin La Paloma, and it starts at 5:30. So women can come for an hour and mingle and chat, and we're going to have some fun food. And
of
things.
Course you have food.
Of course, and drinks.
Come on now. It's 100 women who like to eat too, right?
Yeah. And then you'll get to learn more about the information that evening.
Okay.
And our first give is going to be in October 13th.
Okay, so the August is kind of a time to get to know you and understand what we're doing here and our members, check yes. out the structure of things, and then your first big giveaway is in October.
Yes.
So that second hour in August is going to be primarily for questions and answers and to really
about
fully
the
explain.
Foundation
mm-hmm. right yes. So there's no commitment to come August 11th.
Okay,
it's just to find out what's going mm-hmm. on and see if it's a fit for you.
I like that. So August 11th is when you can come check out 100 Women Who Care Tucson, find out if this is indeed the vehicle that you would like to use to be able to bless a charity
correct.
In the local area. Now, are these charities all local?
Yes, we yes. want all of our
local,
money to
local,
stay
local.
To stay local. Exactly.
We like that at the James T. Harris Show. Our big thing is local, local, local. Yes.
And if it's a national charity, the funds must stay locally.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I am liking this more and more. Now, okay, tell me, Devi, what do you want to tell Tucson about 100 Women Who Care? I'm putting her on the spot.
Oh, are you ever? Well, it's an opportunity. I've always want to give and make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And when Desha told me about this about 5 weeks ago, it was the perfect answer. I have two businesses,
mm-hmm.
and I'm busy, and I want to make a difference. And I was struggling with the time commitment that it takes. And so this was just a brilliant, brilliant answer for me. It was like, wow, I get to make a difference. I get to be on the leadership team, which is really exciting.
Okay.
So we get to create it. And people, to get a check for $10,000 is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of money that stays right here in Tucson. And
yeah.
I love that. Now, I want to ask you, okay, so explain to me what's going on with your sponsorship and all of that.
Okay, so one of the things that we also created, because mm-hmm. we get to create this the way we mm-hmm. want it, is that we added the social hour. And the social hour is primarily for women to connect and to lift each other and just to uplift each other and to meet each other. It's not a networking hour.
Okay.
It's an opportunity for connection. And so we are asking and offering sponsorships. It's a $500 sponsorship for the year.
Okay.
And for that, you get to share a vendor table. You're acknowledged on our voting sheet. You're going to be on our social hour, on our photo montage. And most importantly, you're going to get on our website a link directly connected to your website.
So this is networking opportunity as well for all of that.
For the sponsorship, okay. Exactly.
For the sponsorship.
And it's just for $500, it's mm-hmm. the best bargain in town.
Okay. Now that, thank you very much for that. And then Desha, I would like for you to let me know in about, I'd say about a minute, how did this come to be? How did this get placed on your heart?
Well, like I said earlier, I'd seen it on Facebook and I just,
the truth.
That is the truth. I saw it on Facebook and I had really thought about doing
it.
Yes, I had thought about doing it and then I was like, I'm just too busy. Oh, I have so much to do, blah, 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 blah. And then I broke my foot and I was out of work for 2 months. So I had all this time, just 100 plus women kept coming into my head. And mm-hmm. I'm like, Desha, you need to do this. Tucson needs this. Women need this.
It was your destiny.
Yeah. And so I'm really excited. This is way bigger than either Debbie or I. It's going to be a huge impact to our Tucson mm-hmm. local community.
Yes,
and
it
I'm
is.
So excited for everyone to learn more about us and feel our excitement too. So,
and there you have it. That is beautiful way to give back to your community, ladies. Thank you
much
for that and to impact Tucson. August 11th at Westin La Paloma, 5:30. You can find out more about 100 Women Who Care and you can check them out at 100womenwhocaretucson.org. 100womenwhocaretucson.org. Thank you so much, Desha. Thank you so much, Desha. Thank you so much, Debbie. I appreciate your time and I appreciate what you're doing for our community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to 104.1 KQTH.